SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Young repeat offenders are being blamed for an increase in youth crime in Victoria. In the past 12 months, overall offending in Victoria is down 12%, but offences by young people have risen by 16%. Rodolfo Arena, his wife and three children, have experienced the trauma of what's known as an aggravated burglary. Two young offenders broke into their house while they were all at home and stole the family car. Mr. Arena told Channel 9 that more youth justice programs are needed to try to discourage people from offending.
I understand that they're kids. We can all understand that. But at the same time, you know, something needs to be done to protect the families, right? It's a lot more than just, you know, locking kids up. Maybe they need to run programs to educate these kids, you know, give them something else to do, because it seems like they're just getting involved in crime because they're bored.
Under the Victorian Government trial, Attorney General Jacqueline Symes says about 50 young people would be fitted with the monitoring bracelets.
We know that young people on bail, if they stick to their conditions, if they engage in the programs, if they stay home at night when they're supposed to, they're not going to go on to commit further crimes. They're not going to put themselves in a risky situation where they do something stupid that has a consequence for their life and others. An ankle bracelet is not an alternative to remand. It is not an alternative to other programs, but in a small number of cases, if an ankle bracelet will encourage a young person to comply with their bail conditions, and indeed it's more easy to detect when they're not and you can respond appropriately, we think this will have an outcome for that young person and have a benefit for community safety.
Youth crime in Victoria has made headlines because some of those accused of offences have been on bail. Jacqueline Symes says it can be difficult for bail decision makers to know if a young person is likely to reoffend.
This is a graduated response to offending behaviour. If you're a bail decision maker and a child is an unacceptable risk, they should be remanded. However, it is incredibly difficult for a bail decision maker to know what a young person is going to do, if they're going to reoffend. We know kids make reckless choices. They don't necessarily think about the consequences. If we can have a bracelet that is a reminder to your obligations while you're on bail, it can help that child not put themselves in a situation where they are breaking into a home or worse.
Secretary of the Victorian Police Association, Wayne Gatt, welcomes the trial.
It's a practical, pragmatic response to a very serious issue that we're seeing in the community that our members sadly are having to deal with and grapple with, that is becoming increasingly difficult to solve. And it's a timely one because the community is calling for it. And we say that that is the most important stakeholder group that needs to be listened to on this issue. And the community express, as they have indeed, during this period of time, such significant concerns about their perceptions of their own safety and indeed their actual safety. It's right and it's appropriate that the government responds with measures like this.
The state opposition has criticised the trial. Spokesman on legal affairs, Michael O'Brien, says young people will wear the bracelets as a badge of honour.
I don't think that somebody who's game enough to break into your house at night armed with a machete is going to be worried about one of Jacinta Allen's ankle bracelets. I don't think they'll be scaring young offenders. I think they'll be wearing them as a badge of honour.
Associate Professor of Criminology at the University of Melbourne, Diana Johns, says ankle bracelets are a proven failure. She conducted research in England and Wales and says young people in those jurisdictions would go outside wearing shorts so they could boast about having been fitted with a monitoring device.
It does nothing to interrupt that their criminalized identity. They're showing the world, look at me, I've been criminalized, I'm wearing this bracelet, you better look out, I'm scary, I'm whatever. And indeed, I've spoken with young people who've had these experiences, who've been tagged, as they call it, with a view to punishing them, to controlling them, to surveilling them, to scrutinising their behaviours, to make sure that they maintain a curfew. But it does nothing to achieve those aims.
Lawyer Niga Panahi from the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service opposes the trial.
Electronic monitoring has been proven not to work. We don't subject adults in the system to this level of scrutiny and supervision, and it is certainly not a place to start with our children.
Criminologist Diana Johns says attaching ankle bracelets to young offenders can actually make matters worse.
They actually increase the likelihood that young people will go on to commit further violence or re-offend because they are not addressing the underlying causes of young people's use of violence in the first place. And because they're increasing the shame and humiliation, which are part of the reasons why people use violence.
Associate Professor Johns says trying to arrange for appropriate support for young offenders is more effective than relying on punitive measures.
If we want to keep young people secure, if we want to keep ourselves, the community, safe, we want to know where young people are, we want them to abide by curfew or by other bail conditions, then we need to understand who is in their community that can ensure those conditions are met, how we strengthen the relationships around them with stable adults, for example, and not simply apply this very quick and easy technological quick fix or solution that is shown to be ineffective and worse than ineffective, actually create the conditions for more reoffending.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.